Welcome everyone. It's really a good privilege for us to be here. It's a first of a kind for us, for our podcast.
Totally happy. First promotional
episode. Yeah. So I think we're on the right direction in, terms of growing.
Yeah, sure. So yes, this is Shruti. This is she's the owner of Inne. And
we are very happy to have you over.
Thank you.
We just got the understanding that this is your first time of doing such sort of...
Absolutely. So forgive me if I'm a little nervous.
No, it's completely fine.
Okay. And we would appreciate a proper candid episode.
Super.
What do you say?
Let's do this.
Yeah. So can you give us a simple introduction about who you are and what you've been doing?
Okay. So I'm Shruti. I started off my career as a baker.
Okay.
Right? And I have a flair for cooking, right? So it started off much earlier on. When I was a kid, I would love to plate my dish differently as opposed to what somebody else is eating. And I knew that I had that in me somewhere. Of course, there was a lot of South Indian food growing up. Mm-hmm. Which I love, and I feel like which has not been given enough credit right now.
True. We are lovers of South Indian food.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have some amazing flavors.
Lovely, yeah.
Which is really not put out there, which is what I wanted to do in a pub culture, right?
So your Enne is totally a South Indian cuisine.
Absolutely. We have everything South Indian with a tad bit of twist.
We checked the menu out that day and it was very interesting the way you named some of the...
I went all local.
It was paka local.
No, the name itself is totally local. And and they have branded it in a way that it highlights it.
So, one of the things which I take lots of pride in is that this is the first of a kind in Maleshwaram. Both of us have been born and brought up here.
Right.
And this was really something which I was looking forward. I mean, I always thought this was the one thing which was missing in Maleshwaram because we have everything.
Exactly. Yes. So, exactly. I was born and brought up here as well.
Okay.
Right. So, every time we localize, and you know it, we had to party or step out. We have to go all the way to MG Road or to Indranagar and Koramangala. It becomes a challenge getting back home, right?
Yeah.
And everybody asks me, why Maleshwaram? My question is, why not? Why not, really? I know it's a very cliched breakfast place and a, you know, lunch place.
Yeah.
Why not this?
And a shopping place too.
Absolutely.
You know, I have my friends who call Maleshwaram, you know, it's not the authentic Bangalore which you call it. But I think this is one of the areas
they
which...
They call it the temple streets.
Yeah, right, temple streets and...
Of course, we're all about that. Yeah. There is that culture. And why not embrace the new change?
Yeah. Yeah. And how has been the response from the audience?
Absolutely
here?
Amazing. People love the place, the food and... They love the location more than anything.
You didn't see the last week we came. We were not able to come inside.
Oh, you guys came here?
Yeah, we wanted to check out what that place actually is.
Okay.
We were really happy and very much impressed. Yeah. Because we have never seen something like this except for Veena stores and all that.
So we have the pretty much the same crowd outside, you know?
Yeah.
We have a long queue outside. And
that's there. Yes. I mean, the queue was from the ground floor.
Right. The waiting period is quite a bit and we've had a little bit of complaints about that. But then again, you know.
But love the swing on the downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really takes off all the commotions down there. So what are the other reasons you thought of getting NA to Maleshwaram? Because one of the statistics which we found out is more than 60% of the audience in Maleshwaram, or the residents, is more than 60 to 70 years old. So the young crowd or the people who would actually come to a resto pub would be actually, the footfall would be less.
Right.
So what made you think you could, you know, hit it off in this area?
Okay. So why, when you say there is 60%, what is the statistics you told me?
Yeah.
So when you know that there is that elderly crowd, there is that young crowd too, right? I mean, they all live here.
Yeah.
They live here. So why go all the way somewhere else when you can get everything here in this area?
And people thought people zero really, competition here can
see, that was not on my mind. People really thought I was eccentric when I said I'm opening a pub in Maleshwaram. Like, what? Why Maleshwaram?
You wouldn't believe this. The first time I heard about Yene, I told him.
And I was like, seriously?
Yeah, it's going to get down in the next 2 months because people won't support it. It's not been a hit ever since I've been staying here.
Right.
So I think they're going to go off business in the next 2 months.
I think even getting a non-veg hotel in Maleshwaram is really
difficult.
It's a challenge in itself. Yeah.
So it's a misconception, really, because we are serving all kinds of food. We have vegetarian as well and non-vegetarian. A huge part of the crowd that walks in is a family crowd. Yeah. So we have a lot of, you know, uncles and aunties and granddads and, you know, kids and everybody coming in.
That's
as well during the week.
For the diversity.
Yeah. So we, and we have the fun crowd also towards the weekend. Our weekends are packed. Yesterday, in fact, they were, we had to push all our tables here because they were just dancing away, you know. Yeah, so
nice.
We have a mix of everything.
So you think this is going to be a new Adda on the weekends?
Absolutely.
I hope we'll get some support from you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so you told us about how you're passionate about cooking and baking and you got into this.
Right.
Can you tell us more about the business perspective of the or the background stories of how NA got established, you know, the financial sectors and all that?
Right. So, I was working with my cousin at Acre.
Okay.
So, I did the menu and everything there. When I moved out of there, I knew that, and up until then, I was a full-fledged baker. So, I saw the kind of, you know, returns that it does have, which is something that I wanted to build on, like grow career-wise. So pub was something that I knew would get me there, right?
Yeah.
In terms of financials. So, yeah. And South Indian, like I told you, I was passionate about it. Got started from there. Yeah, what was that question?
So, the business perspective of YNA.
Business,
meaning the investments and the way you break even and...
Yeah, so it wasn't... There was already an established pub here, right?
Okay.
There was...
Hatch.
No, before that it was Rasa. Then
okay.
It was Hatch.
Rasa. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I used to come here with my friend on a weekday to grab a drink on midweek, right? So I saw a lot of potential here. There was good amount of footfall. The place needed a slight bit of revamp.
Yeah, yeah, it
right?
did.
It did need that.
I think it has totally changed here.
Yeah, the previous establishment was very shady.
Yeah, it was dingy.
I wouldn't call it shady because I hung out here for a very long time. And my current partner of the place is the previous owner, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's my buff.
That's so, a nice transition there.
Yeah. So, we used to come chill here and we got to talking, saying that, you know, there is a lot of potential. We can do a lot more with the place. It just needed a tad bit of revamp and, you know, kind of do up the place a little bit. Yes, we did pump in a bit of money. A bit is an understatement, but
yeah, clearly.
Yeah, so I knew that we could make all of that back very soon, and touch wood, we are getting there, you know.
Oh, lovely. Had... So how long has it been? 3 months?
No, we're just a month and a half.
Yeah. Shit.
A month and a half. And you know, people walk up to me and say, oh my God, you're trending on social media. And I'm like, okay, that's nice. I mean, not that it wasn't the intention, but we were just, you know, completely vested here in doing whatever we had
the
to do.
The investment you put in, I mean the mental investment.
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
You're
going
to start trending on the...
It has my heart and soul. That's all I would say.
I think that's the thing which matters the
we
most.
We poured in our heart and soul here.
Yeah. I think you're going to get to another trending charts with this too.
Okay, let's hope.
I think getting a trend on Spotify is very difficult.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's a challenge to us too.
Okay.
As you said, we've poured our heart and soul too, so we've reached there.
That's nice.
Yeah, so one other thing which really intrigues me is Harsha has tasted more alcohol than I have.
Okay.
Seriously. Sure.
So can you tell us some specialties of what NA does or does provide compared to other pubs and all other establishments?
Okay. So like I said, it's completely South Indian centric. Our cocktails are also, they have that South Indian flavors in it. One of my personal favorites is something we call Mavinkai Openkai.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a very nostalgic story connected to it. I mean, if you see any dish or any cocktail that I put out there, it has a tad bit of a backstory to it.
Okay, that's lovely.
So for me, it was all about growing up and, you know, like I said, the pickle thing. So we would all be playing outside and we would sneak into the kitchen because they would make big jars of pickles. And they had to seal it, right? You couldn't open it or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, our grandmoms. I don't know if you guys
saw all
of it.
Yeah. No, we still are connected to our roots.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah. So I would love going, sneaking into it. And, you know, it was just an amazing, the taste and, you know, chunks of mango and the oil and the spices and everything, it would take you back somewhere. And I always craved to get to that nostalgia, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, why not mix it with a dash of being an adult, which is the vodka in there. You know?
Yeah. Simple answer.
Yeah. Why not? So we also have something called as the pop shots.
Okay.
Pop shots are nothing but lolly.
Okay.
Have you guys had lollies growing up? These are those ice candies.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit chill.
Fruit chill.
Okay, your generation called it fruit chill. We used to call it lolly. So, we have flavors like mango vodka. We have pineapple gin.
That's very new for me.
Yeah. So, I kind of infused alcohol into it and, you know.
So, this is all your own doing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So, now I'm really tired of those LIT.
Yeah, it's very cliche. I mean, that's something you get everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
every single bar out there has that.
Exactly.
I don't think a lot of people know about this, the experiments which you've done with.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're barely out there, and you know. Yeah.
I think this is gonna be the new viral.
Yeah, I'm not an expert here, but I can really sense the future is gonna be very bright.
I think when we go out to chill, it's actually to chill. I think people now will come here to just taste
the whole thing, you know. It's not just the vibe, but from your cocktail to your dessert, I want them to be hit by the South Indian flavors, you know, like, you know, everything.
So, I mean, this is a sort of personal question, but have you always been a wine connoisseur alcohol connoisseur from a young age?
Absolutely. Not a young age. I wouldn't say a young age. I started drinking much later on in my life. I was 30 when I actually had my first drink.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. No, I was 30 when I had my first drink. And up until then, I was so busy raising my kids and, you know, all of that. I got to experiment a lot. Post that, I think I kind of made up for all the years that I didn't drink.
True.
Yeah. So, Yenne, actually the name also came up with me being drunk.
People ask me.
You wanted to know the backstory.
Yeah.
That's really creative though, drinking Yenne and calling it Yenne.
Yeah. So people ask me, how did you come up with the name? I was just sitting at a pub one day, ideating on this concept. We were just sitting and I was writing on a tissue paper. I was like, something local, I need something local. And I was like, Yenne, like, what else can be anything local than that, you know? I mean,
And it's so short, you can brand it anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's just, every Kannadiga would relate to that word.
Love, yeah. This was our first love when we saw that. Yenne, hey, chilli, let's go there.
And any generation would, right?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think you couldn't enter, you went back because it was crowded.
We just turned 21, so now we're legal, don't worry.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a nice story. So how did you go about promoting the newer place? Because is it just word of mouth or was there some other tactic which you actually used?
Absolutely not. I wanted to capture the essence of Malleshwaram. So if you look at our Instagram, our first post was that. So we did CTR. I mean, we did all the local places around Malleshwaram. Yeah. You can go take a look at our reel. I just wanted to say that, you know, amongst all of these places, we are here too. We're here and we're here to stay. That was, I mean, not to compare ourselves with that brand, but to say that we're here.
So this is gonna be the adult CTR and Sairam.
Yeah, the adult version.
I mean, it's apples and oranges to compare.
Absolutely.
But one thing which I think it's for you on the safer side is that there's not much alcohol establishments in Malleshwaram.
Right.
The competition would be much lesser. But I think that has not stopped you from having creative side to this.
I mean,
this would go well even if it wasn't Malleshwaram.
Yeah,
any place, that is the whole point, you know. I want our food, when I say our, the South Indian food, to be put out there, not just in Malleshwaram or in Kormangla, in JP Nagar, outside Bangalore. I'm looking at expanding it all across the country.
Okay, that was one of our questions. Are you looking forward for expansion?
Absolutely. I want everybody to know that you go walk into a pub and it's not just all about your fries or your, you know, the nachos that you get, but you do get something more than that. The classic peanut masala, which we've made it our Kalusli.
Yeah.
People just love that. It's amazing flavors and why not?
Yeah. Perfect blend.
And the local people will also be able to understand what's the menu.
Right,
because
true.
In many places, the names they keep are... Or it's going above my...
Yeah, and I think that was necessary to draw the crowd which Maleshwaram possesses. Because it's comparatively on the older side.
Right.
So I think that has drawn a lot of attention. Because that day when we came for to check this place out, there was a lot of... You know, people who are on the older side, the crowd.
Right, right.
Like
I said, we have a mix of...
That age is really...
It's a challenge.
For them, it's comfort food. And for the younger generation, it's like, oh, wow, we're experimenting. Like, when they're not supposed to be, because it's basic home food, right? Like, it feels like I'm introducing them to that food.
Yeah. So, I have one question. So, we understand that for any pop food to go for an expansion, they would have to reach for a pan-Indian base.
Right.
And for that comes the question of the songs which you play here.
Right.
So, are you sticking only to Kannada or do you also cater to pan-Indian audience?
We definitely do. I mean, we're not just sticking to Kannada songs. So, this whole thing came about when we were playing a few Kannada songs and people took that and they said, they play only Kannada songs. We're doing a mix of everything. Like I said, we're catering to different demographics, right? Of people. So we're doing all regional as well as English, and it's a mix of everything.
Because we've experienced pubs in Koramangala, they only play Hindi and English, and there's no scope for the local cuisine.
We do want to do regional. When I say we're not just playing Kannada songs, we're playing, there is Telugu, there's Malayalam, Tamil.
Like Bangalore.
Absolutely, yeah. Like us. Just,
It's a metropolitan city.
Yeah, we're open to everybody, right?
One more credit, the sound system is amazing.
Okay, that's nice.
I had goosebumps for the bass.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And I think there's a band which is going to be playing here today.
Today we have a band playing.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's a really nice vibe.
So we're quite excited about the turnout and just the feel and experience.
When's the band coming?
They're coming in at 3. You guys should stick around.
Yeah, we would love to actually.
You should stick around.
So was this a first of a kind for you two? Coming, calling a podcast over to NA and for you to appear on a podcast?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, this is the first. And I really didn't know there was going to be audio and video. So I'm a little...
Slight miscommunication, but did you enjoy it though?
Absolutely, yeah.
This was fun.
This was fun.
Better than what you expected?
Absolutely. This was fun. You guys are amazing with what you're doing. And to know that you're so young and doing this, more power to you.
We needed some sort of a positive distraction from our strict curriculum and only career mindsets.
Okay.
And
so,
our careers are actually hectic.
Yeah, medical and law. So
amazing you're getting time to do all of this.
Make time for this. We love it. We love doing this.
That's nice.
And we love what we did today, which is coming to my own area and coming to Yenne. And I think I'm going to be a regular here.
Yeah.
I hope my parents aren't listening to this. But I think do you have any other interesting questions which we have?
You have any other expansion questions?
I would actually love to be a part of Yenne someday.
Oh wow.
some
you know the number of people who've told me that. The number of people who've told me ever since I've opened, I want to be a part of it. When are you opening the next one? I want to invest. I'm like, okay. Calm down.
Next time. We are young.
You guys have a lot of time.
It's the time for you to enjoy the revenue and the...
It's not even about enjoying the revenue. I'm not even looking at that. I am looking to give people an amazing experience in terms of food. Every day I'm coming up with something new.
Right now would be a hectic mindset for you to...
Yeah, I want to establish this as a brand. You know, settle this down. And then, of course, it has amazing potential now that we know. We can take it to any great heights that we want.
And now you can brag about this place in your college.
Yeah.
Get your South Bangalore people here.
Yeah. We need some power to North Bangalore and my area, of course. The only thing, Maleshwaram, those old people, this is everything. We have everything.
No, we have that too, but we have this as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that is going to be my
answer. An inclusion. Yeah.
And the last thing, would you give some credits for your backbones in this project?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a one-man show. I've had a lot of support from my kids. I have 3 of them and they've been fantastic throughout the journey. So
amazing.
Supportive.
Amazing.
Yeah. My kids and, of course, my brother. And I would say my mom. They've all been there. My friends. They've been a great, huge
supportive
support system.
Are
they're everything, dude. Yeah. They're everything. From... conceptualizing to kind of bringing it out here. They've been an entire part. They've all given me their liver. They've said, here, we will drink with you and make it happen.
I'm that sort of a friend.
So, yeah, that way I've had a great support system.
Lovely. Is there anyone else you want to give credit to for the place, for what's been done here, the work
Here? So, I don't know if a lot of you, if you've seen Hatch before. We've had a lot of renovation that happened.
Not as much as you have been to Hatch.
Clearly. So, our architect, he's done a fabulous job. I think kind of zoning things out and the extension of the place. And
this is really cool.
We kept having fights every day, as in, you know, how is it going to turn out? And those 3 months were like just crazy. And he's like, just trust me, I got this. And
the
he freaking got it.
Beautiful thing here I love more is the screen.
The tree?
No,
it was
not the tree. The screen. The
screen. Okay.
It's visible for the people here and the people above.
Absolutely. So that was the whole idea.
So you do match screenings, IPL?
Absolutely. IPL, we wanted to open in time for IPL. That didn't happen. So there's a lot coming up. This year we have the World Cup and
Cricket World Cup. Yeah. And so, you could do football Premier League screenings. Yeah.
Football, definitely.
Okay, it's been lovely again.
Super.
So, would you present a slogan? Give me any, I'll give you liver kind of things.
You could do that actually. That's gonna work.
That's a good
actually
one.
Gonna work.
Okay.
You can.
I'll patent that and put it up. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
okay, this is Ishmael Ashraf in the mic. We'll be seeing you all, guys.